From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Three people remain in critical condition from yesterday's commuter train crash in Connecticut. Some 700 people were affected when a train headed east from New York's Grand Central Terminal derailed outside Bridgeport, Connecticut. It was hit by a second train traveling toward the terminal, and some of the cars on the second train also derailed. About 70 people were hospitalized, although most have been released. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating, along with Connecticut officials. Amtrak service between New York City and New Haven, Connecticut, has been suspended so investigators may work. North Korea has fired three short-range missiles in defiance of international sanctions. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, South Korea has strengthened its surveillance posture.
North Korea launched two guided missiles this morning and a third in the afternoon, according to South Korea's defense ministry. All landed in waters off the eastern coast of the Korean peninsula. This comes at a time when tensions had been ebbing following months of escalating threats, including nuclear strikes. Pyongyang has recently withdrawn two mid-range missiles, which had been poised for firing on the country's east coast. The last time such short-range missiles were fired was just 2 months ago, in March. This latest launch comes just after the United Nations issued a report saying international sanctions are reining in the development of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The Bureau of Land Management has announced recreational restrictions on federal land in Arizona. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, officials are predicting a dangerous summer for wildfires.
The BLM has protected 2.5 million acres in western Arizona and southeastern California that border the Colorado River. So far, the agency hasn't closed any recreational areas, but it has imposed severe restrictions on smoking and campfires. A mild winter is combined with low spring precipitation levels to leave vegetation dry and prone to fire, especially as daytime high temperatures reach the triple digits and the summertime winds begin to pick up. A good portion of the desert Southwest, including Arizona, California, New Mexico, and parts of Texas, are at moderate risk of fire right now, according to the National Interagency Fire Center, which monitors wildfire conditions. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
There are two wildfires burning fairly close together in Southern California near Interstate 5. They're both in brush north of Los Angeles. The biggest fire is more than 75% contained after scorching about 4,300 acres. Residents of northern Texas are starting to go home to damaged houses. Many homes were wrecked Wednesday night after extremely powerful tornadoes passed through. Six people were killed and dozens of people were hurt. Power lines are down and water mains have been damaged. The town of Granbury was worst affected with a tornado with a strength between 166 and 200 miles per hour winds. This is NPR. Same-sex couples will soon be able to get married in France. French President François Hollande signed a measure into law today permitting the unions. Same-sex couples will now be allowed to adopt children as well. Opponents of the practice have staged large rallies that occasionally have turned violent. France, which has many Roman Catholics, was split over the measure, although some polling suggested that French voters backed the measure. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke usually speaks about what the nation's central bank is doing to boost the economy. But in his commencement address today to graduating students of Bard College, the Fed chief focused on a longer-run perspective. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Bernanke took a break from current economic woes, looked into the future, and found it bright. He acknowledged the recovery faces very real challenges, but said he has every confidence we will overcome them. Looking ahead, he disputed contentions that the current technological revolution will improve standards of living less than previous eras that gave the world steam engines, electricity, telephones, and such. He told Bard's class of 2013, the commercial application of information technology has only scratched the surface. And he said humanity's capacity to innovate and the incentives to innovate are greater today than at any time in history. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
There's a drawing tonight for the biggest jackpot in Powerball history. The lottery says the grand prize is worth at least $600 million, and it will may grow more by the time of tonight's drawing as lottery fans continue to buy tickets. They're available in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is NPR.